Big game, James McCarty here with Bree Kapenu, a running back for the NDIC Bison. Last week, you had 10 carries, 169 yards, and a couple of scores. How did it feel to be out there running buck wild against that Missouri State squad?
I feel good. You know, that's something that you always dream of, coming here and making an impact in the game like that. But like I've been saying, it's all credit to O-line. The O-line has been doing a great job, and they've improved every single week. And that's how you see our running backs capitalizing and doing what we can do to be the best that we can be. So, I mean, it felt amazing for sure.
You had mentioned the offensive line. We know a couple of times this season Gray Zabel's been honored by the conference. Now this week, Mason Miller is the offensive lineman of the week. What have those guys meant to you, and how do they help you guys improve as a running back room as well?
They're leaders every single day in practice. Gray always got energy, and he's always hyping guys up and stuff like that. So, and Mason, he got a different kind of leadership role, but he is the guy who leads by example, and he'll be the vocal leader when we need him to be. And we just going by what they put down, and we're just following their lead. So every time they challenge us in practice to be better, that's what we become our best. So they're just doing a great job, honestly.
As we look towards the end of the regular season, nobody's fresh at this point, but if people were to look at box scores and see snaps and carries between whether it's you, Marty, TK, Cam, and everybody, what has it been able to do to keep you guys, I suppose, as healthy and or fresh as possible, knowing that there are three or four guys in your running back room this year that are able to carry the rock so you guys aren't being overworked in any given week?
Training room and Coach P taking care of us. He's always doing a great job of implementing ways to help not give us rest, but not have as much work on our legs and stuff like that. So the fresh we can be during the week is the fresh how fresh we're going to be on Saturday. So Coach P is doing an awesome job with that, taking care of us, and also the training guys. Like they're amazing. They're best in the country with what they do, and they do an awesome job taking care of any bumps and bruises that we have along the way. So
this season, I think to a lot of people, Marty has been a pleasant surprise coming onto the scene. TK has been a guy that's turned into, at times, a third down back. What have those guys meant to you in that depth of the room? And just how do you guys keep pushing each other to be better each and every day?
I would say there's no egos. We all want to see each other improve and succeed. And, you know, I told you guys in spring ball what Marty Brown is going to be. I told you, watch out for Marty Brown. This is what he is, and he's a dog, and he's different. And then TK, he's just a vocal leader in our room. I'm not much of a hoorah guy, but he's that guy that's going to get us going, and he's always there supporting any way he can. So I think we all just implementing with each other real well. And also the young guys, too, they also bring energy and stuff like that, where like some days you don't want to come practice and stuff like that, but they gonna make you guys bring the energy and the juice, and you know, make you want, okay, let's go, you know. So it's all a combination of our all whole room. So
going into Vermilion this weekend, you guys already have a share of the Valley. Of course, a victory would solidify a first round bye. It would solidify you guys having the title outright. What does this Saturday, as you guys wrap up the regular season, mean to you guys in that locker room for the green and gold?
Our one goal is not sharing no conference championship. So we're going to come in, and you know, we have the energy that we want to take it all. So we just going into this week of practice, we've already started real well on Monday. Today we're going to have a great day, and we just keep going. Snowball effect, and you know, we have the mentality that we want to win the whole thing, so we're not looking forward to sharing no conference championship.
We know last time you guys went to Vermilion, you guys beat them in the playoff, but the regular season meeting, they beat you guys here. How did last year's regular season meeting feel you guys, not only last year's playoffs, but also this regular season finale this year?
It was good, but now that was last year. We don't really care about what happened last year. We're trying to make a story for ourselves this year. So this year, the story is still unwritten, and we can still put steps into writing our own story. But last year was last year, this year is this year, so we got to focus on this year for sure.
Last thing I have for you is South Dakota defensively, they're physical, they get after you, and they're fundamentally sound. What needs to happen offensively for you guys to be successful this Saturday?
Keep doing what we've been doing. I feel like if we keep going where we're going, there's no one in the country that can stop us, and that's us having the utmost confidence in what we got in our room, the whole offensive room, and also our defense. Our defense has been amazing with the run game. all fields of the game, special teams as well. We've been doing a great job, so we keep doing what we're doing. I believe, and if you ask anybody on this team, that there's no one that we think can beat us in this country. So.